The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
Welcome to another episode of Path to Success. Alhamdulillah, Azawajal, as per usual, another beautiful topic today, inshallah, Azawajal. Many Madani pearls, inshallah, Azawajal, will be giving today's program, inshallah. We have an excellent panel with us today, Alhamdulillah, Azawajal. Our Maulana Bilal Attari Madani Sahib, mashallah, is with us. Our Hafiz Bhai and mashallah, our Adil Bhai is also with us as well. So, inshallah, we will be listening to their Madani pool. Today's topic is consequences of disobedience. A very, very important topic. Until you don't know the consequences of something, until you don't know what the punishment if is for something, if you violate something, then you don't become aware of what's going to happen. So today, very, very important topic. We're going to be listening to this, inshallah. But before we start our discussion, inshallah, Azawajal, we'll ask our beautiful Adil Bhai to read some kalam, inshallah, Azawajal.
Sallallahu alayka ya Rasulallah وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله لجپال نبی میرے درداں دی دوا دینا لجپال نبی دوا دینا جد وقت نزا آوے دامن دی ہوا دینا جد وقت نزا آوے دامن دی ہوا دینا لجپال نبی میرے لجپال نبی میرے درداں دی دوا دینا جد وقت نزا آوے جد وقت نزا آوے دامن دی ہوا دینا میں نعت تیری پڑھنا میں ذکر تیرا کرنا میں نعت تیری پڑھنا آقا میں ذکر تیرا کرنا اس ذکر دی برکت نال اس ذکر دی برکت نال اس ذکر دی برکت نال میری قبر وسا دینا جد وقت نزا آوے دامن دی ہوا دینا سرکار دی محفل وچ جھولیاں وچ بیٹھے سرکار دی محفل وچ جھولیاں وچ بیٹھے لج رکھ لئی لج پالا لج رکھ لئی دلج پالا خالی نہ اٹھا دینا لج پال نبی میرے دردادی دوا دینا جد وقت نزا آوے دامن دی ہوا دینا ہاں جد وقت نزا آوے دامن دی ہوا دینا دل روندا اے جوندے نے جد لوکی مدینے نو دل روندا اے آقا دل روندا اے آقا دل روندا اے جوندے نے آقا جد لوکی مدینے دربار وکھا دینا جد وقت نزا آوے دامن دی ہوا دینا سائم دی تمنا روے آ کے مدینے وچ سائم دی تمنا آقا روے آ کے مدینے وچ پاوے طیبہ دے کتیاں دے پاوے طیبہ دے کتیاں دے پیراج بچھا دینا پاویں طیبہ دے کتیاں دے پیراج بٹھا دینا جد وقت نزا آوے دامن دی ہوا
May Allah Azawajal accept these requests that he's made in the court of the Prophet ﷺ in our court as well, inshallah. We'll start with our panel. Bilal Bhai, regarding consequences of disobedience, until you don't know the consequences of something, until you don't know, for example, you live in a country, until you don't know that if you violate the law, what's the punishment? This is what scares a person. This is what stops a person from committing crimes. And generally as well. So until you don't know the consequences of something, you do not look after that person. You do not take them into consideration. So alhamdulillah, today's topic is consequences of the disobedience of Allah Azza wa Jal. And mashallah, the Quran, the hadith, there are many narrations that talk about what's the consequences of disobeying Allah through many, many sins.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Waseem bhai, mashallah, this topic is very important, as you mentioned, for this one reason, because as Muslims, our goal in life as Muslims is to obey Allah and the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Like, we have been sent unto this earth. When you read the Quranic verses, as you mentioned, we see where does the wording of ita'at, obedience, ittiba, etc., where do they apply and who do they apply to? Today's topic, consequences of disobedience. Now, as you highlighted, disobeying Allah. Now, if you look at the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions many accounts of the previous nations in which they lived a, you can say, or normal and easy life, a well-off life. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came with the commands and tested them, then they had the option whether to choose to obey Allah or to choose to disobey Allah Almighty. Sure. Now, unfortunately, there were many nations that came before due to different reasons. It could have been greed of wealth. It could have been greed of power. It could have been to attain status, to attain different treasures of the world. They sacrifice the obedience of Allah. And these waqi'at, these stories have been mentioned in the Quran for a lesson for all of us. As Muslims, as the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the point of them is so that we can learn a lesson and we can abstain from what they fell into. Definitely. For example, there was a story and a waqia of a group and a nation, and they were quite well off. They had a good amount of wealth. They lived their life normally. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided to test them. Allah made the judgment to test them. And their judgment was such that they were forbidden to catch fish on the day of Saturday. Now, these people, first of all, they decided to act upon this. They thought, okay, we'll see what happens. What actually happened, Allah's test was such that the amount of fish that gathered on Saturday was more than the other days.
Allahu Akbar.
So now, the test of, are they going to obey Allah's commandment or are they going to disobey Allah for a little worldly wealth, for this small world? So what happened was, when they saw on Saturdays the fish, the amount of fish multiplied and there were so many, they felt in their heart that, you know, this is quite difficult. So at first they did not do anything. But days passed by, weeks passed by, and they saw. And what they did was, they tried to do a hila. They tried to make a shortcut. They tried to find a way out of not obeying Allah, of disobeying Allah. Now, a way out of obeying Allah. And what they did was, they created reservoirs and streams of water, which basically channeled the fish into their nets. Now, this was not allowed for them because they were forbidden to collect fish totally on Saturday. There was no leeway for them. This was a test from Allah. Now, unfortunately, they, due to the love of the world, they fell into this trap. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punished this nation, and it's mentioned in the Holy Quran actually what happened to them as well, that their faces and their bodies became disfigured due to the divine torment of Allah. And Allah mentions this in the Holy Quran, وَلَقَدْ عَلِمْتُمُ الَّذِينَ اَعْتَدَوْ مِنْكُمْ فِي السَّبْتِ فَقُلْنَا لَهُمْ كُونُوا قِرَدَةً خَاسِئِينَ. Translation from Kanzul Iman, and undoubtedly, you definitely know those amongst you who had transgressed in the matter of Saturday, i.e. Sabbath. So we said to them, become apes despised. So the human form disfigured into monkeys and apes. And they were rejected. And this is the consequence of disobeying the command of Allah. Now, these stories, and there are many like this in the Holy Quran as well.
And beloved, you know the story that you just mentioned as well.
Yeah.
This is something that we can relate to in today's day and age. That even though we've been told that don't go this path, don't go this path, when we're earning, when we're trying to look to earn, people are trying to find hidayah, people are trying to find ways to try to, in other words, go against the will of Allah Azza wa Jal. Yeah. So this is also seen in today's day and age as well. For example, interest is it's a perfect example.
No, definitely. And this is something that, again, Muslims need to remind themselves of. That, to, you know, just think about the grand scheme of things. That out of all people, or just even Allah Almighty, Allah's grand essence as well and Zat, out of all the people that we decide to disobey, out of every one, we unfortunately decide to disobey Allah Almighty.
Allah.
You know, today we don't want to harm our boss. We don't want to cause harm to somebody who gives us a bit of benefit, whether it be family, whether it be, you know, workers, whether it be employers, whether it be the bigger bosses, etc. Today people are making sure that they don't cross that particular boundary, that limit with them. And they don't realize that with that boundary, they happily, or not really happily, but they force themselves to stay content with that state.
Definitely.
But then what about as a Muslim and the boundaries that Allah has set for us?
Mashallah.
And within the Quran, Allah tells us, أَطِيعُ اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُ الرَّسُولِ, to obey Allah and obey the messenger. So when the commands have come and then we disobey, then no doubt punishments will come. And the ulama actually have mentioned a lot of points regarding this. Just one point I'll mention. It's mentioned that sinning, when a person disobeys Allah Almighty, then he causes upon himself the wrath of Allah. And alongside this, Allah's curse. And like this, there are different places of the Holy Quran where Allah mentions this. For example, in Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah Almighty tells us regarding the punishment of the Bani Israel when they disobeyed Allah. فَجَعَلْنَاهَا نَكَالًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهَا وَمَا خَلْفَهَا وَمَوْعِظَةً لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Translation from Kanzul Iman: henceforth, we made this incident of that town a lesson to those who were present and to those who succeeded them, and an advice for the pious. So this is the concept here, that we need to really understand that when we disobey Allah, how much loss we are causing to ourselves. Today, because one of the main reasons, and the viewers of Madan Channel may be able to understand this as well, like you highlighted right in the beginning, when there's no apparent consequence of an action, then a person, unfortunately, due to being incited by the nafs, the inner self, the baser self, he will continue with that action, even though he knows it's wrong. Because there's no apparent consequence to it, we take it from a ground level to children. When you don't tell a children off for doing any particular naughty action, they will continue to do it.
That's right.
Unfortunately, that trait continues on. And it's, I guess, within the human nature. So within the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not hide anything from us. Allah tells us that this is the path. When you obey Allah, these are the rewards you will attain.
Mashallah.
You will attain the blessings in this world and in the hereafter.
Mashallah.
But in a similar fashion, when you disobey Allah, then there are also the consequences of that. And just one narration from the pious predecessors, and then inshallah we'll continue further. Sayyidina Imam Ibn Hajar Asqalani alayhi rahmah, a great and huge muhaddith and a great commentator of ahadith, he mentions just one consequence of sinning, an act of disobedience to Allah, is that one is mahroom, he is deprived of goodness in both worlds.
Allahu Akbar.
When you disobey Allah even just once, you cause yourself to be deprived of the goodness of the world as well as the akhirah. Now, a point to mention here, we know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who provides the goodness, everything that we have. You know, people are well off, they're living a nice life, or they're living a life in this time. They're living a lot better than other people. All of these blessings that we have within our life, who have they come from?
Definitely.
They come from Allah Almighty, Allah's bestowal. Now, that same creator of ours who's given us unlimited blessings, we then go and disobey Allah. Okay, and one point the scholars mentioned as well, it's actually in the Fezani Medina monthly magazine, in one of the articles, it mentions, for a intelligent person, not even a Muslim, just an intelligent person, for the one who favors him, he avoids causing that person any type of taklif or difficulty.
Definitely.
Any type of harm. And that's worldly we're talking about. Nobody can ever cause any taklif or harm to Allah Almighty. Allah is pure from this. But then when we look at the concept of disobeying Allah Almighty, you know, if they mention in the article that if only the Muslims were just to ponder over the consequence of the action or the sin they are about to perform. They say in the article that this should be enough for an intelligent individual to stay away from the sin. Whatever sin that may be, whatever act of disobedience, if that is an act of disobedience, just being aware of the consequence and the harms of them, that should be enough to keep a person away. But unfortunately, today's time, it's not enough, is it? Because we see within our time, there are a lot of issues that we are facing. And the main problem, the main root cause of them is the disobedience of Allah. And inshallah, later on, we're going to go further into the different sayings and how really detrimental it is that we don't consider an evil to be an evil, an act of disobedience to be an act of disobedience. But then we see within our life, we're not happy. We're suffering a lot of difficulties. Our families are not getting along. You know, there's a lot of disputes and there's a lot of problems within our lives. One of the underlying factors that the scholars mention is because of our disobediences to Allah. So we need to ponder, inshallah, over this.
So like mashallah, Bilal bhai mentioned that the disobedience of Allah causes no goodness in this world as well as the hereafter. And Bilal bhai, I just want to mention one point that as you were mentioning this, that you know the disobedience of Allah, like you mentioned, what happens today? You are at work. You know, at times you get temptations. No, I can't do this. Why? The boss is going to find out. I can't do this. Why? The boss is going to find out. You know what's going to happen. One day is going to give you a warning. Second day is going to give you a warning. Third day is going to be your final warning now. Fourth day, you're gone. After fourth warning, you're gone. It's simple as that. But the Allah Azza wa Jal, in this world, what happens? You disobey someone time and time again. That's it. You're finished. But Allah Azza wa Jal is the most merciful. Bilal bhai, I read some statistics. There's approximately 39 million people around the world. They are blind.
Allah.
Look at this. Allah Azza wa Jal is so merciful that Allah Azza wa Jal, He has not given us one, but Allah has given us two eyes. Just think to yourself, how many times we have disobeyed Allah Azza wa Jal using these eyes. But look how merciful Allah is. This world, your blessing is, in other words, the benefit that people are giving to you is taken away. But look how merciful Allah is, that we use these eyes to disobey Allah day and night. We wake up in the morning, the first thing that we probably see is haram. Last thing at night, the final thing that we see is probably haram. But Allah is so merciful that He does not take our eyes away from us. We disobey Allah using these ears, but Allah does not take our ears away from us. So this is the mercy of Allah Azawajal, that Allah Azawajal continues to shower blessings upon us. And this is a message for all of us, like Bilal by message as well, that stop the disobedience of Allah Azawajal. Otherwise, there are consequences in this world and consequences in the hereafter. Alhamdulillah, we have our beloved Abdul Hafiz by. Inshallah, we will listen to some of the new words, inshallah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. سیب بھائی نے بڑی اچھی ماشاء اللہ کیتا واقعہ بیان کیتا کہ میں چاہتا ہوں اس کی تھوڑا جا اور ایلابوریٹ کراں تاکہ جڑے پٹھواری سننے نا انہاں کو تھوڑا اس نے بارے چ نا میں کی فیل کرنا کہ پہنچنی چاہیے نہیں بات جڑی نہیں سمجھنی انگلش نہیں سمجھی نا تے وسیم بھائی گل یہ ہے کہ اللہ تعالیٰ نے نافرمانی یا نافرمانی نہیں سزا ٹھیک ہے ٹاپک ایسا نا تے نافرمانی جڑی ہے نا اس نے کی بھی اکساں کہ آہیا گیا کہ اے نہ کریا اے تے کیتا اے بھی نافرمانی ہے
جی جی
تے آہیا گیا کریا اے تے نہیں کیتا تے اے بھی نافرمانی ہے
اللہ
دوواں جہتاں نال دوواں سائیڈاں نال
ماشاءاللہ
تے اسی چوں تکھو کہ جدوں آئے دنیا پر یعنی آدم علیہ السلام یا باقی جتنے بھی بنے نو انسان انہیں ہدایت واسطے اللہ تعالیٰ پیغمبر بھیجنا رہا اور سارا کچھ سلسلے پھر کتاباں بھی اچھن رہی ہیں ان کتاباں میں پورے پوری پھر خاص کر قرآن ہی تسان تکو اور قرآن تحقیق حرف سچا
نو ڈاؤٹ
اور اس سے واقعات ہی واقعات بیان کیتے گئے یہ نہ کریا یہ نہ کریا یہ نہ کریا یہ اسی یہ نہ کریا یہ اسی یہ نہ کریا یہ اسی جی تسان جڑے بھی چاہے کہ انہوں زکات دیتی قانون نال کیا ہوا ٹھیک ہوئی گیا تسا قوم سارے علیہ السلام نے جڑی اونٹنی والا واقعہ آیا وہ جو حکم تے نہ کریا انہیں کیتا تو کیا ہوا ٹھیک ہے اس طرح آد تو بڑی بڑی قوم سیا پہاڑوں میں انہیں بنائے حالانکہ انہیں جی انہیں آیا پہلی قوم تو چلو چکھڑا نال مری گئی سی اصل انہوں نے مکان ٹی پے سے اصل پہاڑوں کے بنا سا تو جدو اللہ تعالی نے سارے واقعات اللہ بیان کیتے ہوئے ہر حوالے انہیں دو تر بھائی آیا نہیں اصل جا باغ ہیں ابا بہو جڑا نا فضول خرچہ تقریباً کچائی دینا سارا کچھ اصل سویرا اس طرح جاسا ٹوری تو پتہ ہی نہیں لگا لگا لوگوں کی جی غریباں حالانکہ آئے گا غریباں کی مدد کرو زکات خیرات سارے صدقات جنہ جنہ بھی اللہ تعالیٰ نے انہیں اوکمانی ادولی کی نہیں منیا نافرمانی کی ان سارے نے اللہ تعالیٰ پھر دسیا یہ عذاب اسی وے اسی وے اسی وے عذاب نہیں سواب نے بھی جنت ہے نہیں کیتا تو پھر اے ہے ٹھیک ہے اس سے چو ایک بہت بڑا واقعہ جڑا انہیں بیان کیتا اپنے اساں نے مدنی بلال شبیر را تے اسی چ یہ کہ اے ایک قوم سی بنی اسرائیل نی اور حضرت صاحب اس نے لکھیا بیان آ تتکارے ہوئے بندر
اللہ
اور سننے نال تعلق رکھنے سے حضرت صاحب بیان کیتا میں کچھ کوشش کرسا کہ تاکہ چلو اس مکی فائدہ ہوئے تو تے بنی اسرائیل نے قوم سی تے داؤد علیہ نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام نے آنے قوم سی تے سمندر نے کنارے نہ ایلا نان گراس ہاؤس نے چلانے سے تو جس نے دسیا نا بلاش بھی بڑے ویل آف سے وہ کوئی مسئلہ نہیں ہے مطلب کہ بزنس ہو سارا کچھ اور بزنس کیسا انہوں نے مچھلیاں پکڑی تو اس کی بیچنا مچھلیاں پکڑی اچھا ہوں کیا ہوا کہ اللہ تعالیٰ ہے کہ انہیں ٹیسٹ کریے ٹیسٹ کرنے واسطے یہ گیا کہ تکو تساں سوموار منگلار بدھار جمعرات جمعہ ہفتانی اتوار سوموار یہ باقی دیہڑے تو مچھلیاں پکڑو ہفتے نہیں پکڑنیا اچھا ہوں اور ایک اور امتحان آئی گیا آزاد صاحب آنے باقی سوموار منگلار بدھار مچھلی ہی کوئی نہیں بیٹھے ہوئے مطلب کہ رکھی لیکن ہفتے والے دیہڑا او ہو مچھلیاں ڈار جس کے آو تساں مچھلیاں پر مچھلیاں چڑیاں ہوں بھائی یہ تو ایک اور امتحان آئی گیا پہلے تو پکڑنیاں نہیں سیا ہوں باقی دیہڑے تو ہونا کوئی نہیں تو اسے دیہڑا ہونا اچھا اس چو پھر بعد ان شاء اللہ باقی تو گل کرسا یہ صرف واقعہ نہیں ہے اساں واسطے اساں آپ کیا کرنے سے اتوں دسیا سا نا اساں زندگی چ کیا ہو ہی رہا ہوں کیا اساں کر ہی رہے ہاں اچھا ہوں آ گیا شیطان پھر یہ جا ہوں بھی ہونے اے کری کے نو اے کری کے نو اس طرح کوئی ہے رہی ایک کری کے نو نہیں ہے اس طرح ہو جیسی ایک کری کے نو مسئلہ ہی نہیں ہے
ہیلا
ہیلا اچھا شیطان بھی آیا تو ہیلا دسیا اس طرح کرو سمندر ہے نا ਸਮੁੰਦਰ ਚੋਂ ਕੱਢੋ ਨਾਲੀਆਂ, ਨਾਲੀਆਂ ਬਣਾਓ ਬੜੀਆਂ ਬੜੀਆਂ ਤੇ ਅੱਗੇ ਬੜੇ ਹੌਜ਼ ਬਣਾਈ ਛੋੜੋ। ਹਫ਼ਤੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਉਹਨੇ ਚਲਾਓ ਗੇਟ, ਹਫ਼ਤੇ ਵਾਲੇ ਦਿਹਾੜਾ ਉਹਨੇ ਖੋਲ੍ਹੀ ਛੋੜਿਆ ਹੈ, ਮੱਛਲੀਆਂ ਭਰੀਆਂ ਹੀ ਹੌਸਾਂ ਤੇ ਉਤਰਨੀਆਂ ਤਰਨੀਆਂ ਨੇ ਬੜੇ ਬੜੇ ਨਾਲੀਆਂ ਚੂਨਾ ਤੇ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਹੌਸਾਂ ਵਿੱਚ ਆਈ ਜਾ ਸਨ ਤੇ ਜਿਸ ਵੇਲੇ ਉਹ ਹੌਸ ਭਰਨ ਜਾਣ ਤੇ ਤੁਸਾਂ ਇਹ ਬੰਦ ਕਰ ਛੋੜਿਆ ਕਰਿਆ ਤੇ ਉਹ ਡੱਕਣ ਜਾ ਸਨ ਹੌਸਾਂ ਵਿੱਚ ਤੇ ਤੁਸਾਂ ਪਕੜੀਆਂ ਥੋੜੀਆਂ ਸੋ ਅਗਲੇ ਦਿਹਾੜਾ ਪਕੜਿਆ ਕਰਿਆ ਹੈ, ਸ਼ਿਕਾਰ ਕਰਨਾ ਤਾਂ ਕੋਈ ਨਹੀਂ ਉਹ ਲਗਾਏ। ਅੱਛਾ ਉੱਥੇ ਮੇਰੇ ਵੱਲ ਸੁਨਤ ਅਹਿਮਦ ਬਰਕਾਤ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਕਿਹਾ ਹਨੇ ਇਹ ਨੇਕੀ ਨਾ ਹੁਕਮ ਦੇਣੇ ਵਾਲੇ ਤਾਂ ਉਸਲਾ ਵੀ ਥੇ ਸੇ, ਬੁਰਾਈ ਸੋ ਮਨਾ ਕਰਨ ਵਾਲੇ ਉਸਲਾ ਵੀ ਥੇ ਸੇ। ਔਰ ਆਪਣੇ ਇਸ ਬਿਆਨ ਨੇਕੀ ਨੀ ਦਾਵਤ ਨੇ ਪਰ ਇਹ ਬਿਆਨ ਹੈ ਮਾਸ਼ਾ ਅੱਲਾਹ। ਆਖ ਲੱਗੇ ਕਿ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਲੋਕ ਨੇਕ ਸੇ ਨਾ ਹਨ ਨਹੀਂ ਇਹ ਨਾ ਕਰੋ ਇਹ ਮੱਛਲੀਆਂ ਹੀ ਪਕੜਨਾ ਆ ਤੇ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਨੀਸੇ ਚੱਲਣੇ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਹੈ ਨਹੀਂ ਅਸਲ ਪਕੜੀਆਂ ਕੋਈ ਨਹੀਂ ਤੇ ਇੱਧਰੋਂ ਇੱਕ ਵਿੱਚੋਂ ਵੀ ਸਾ ਇਹ ਕੋਈ ਨਹੀਂ ਅਸੀਂ ਕਹਿ ਆ ਉਹਨੂੰ ਵੀ ਅਸੀਂ ਕਹਿ ਕੋਈ ਨਮਾਜ਼ ਪੜ੍ਹਨਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਪੜ੍ਹਨਾ, ਅਸੀਂ ਕਹਿ ਜੇ ਕੋਈ ਜ਼ਕਾਤ ਦੇਣਾ ਅਸੀਂ ਕਹਿ ਕਰਨਾ ਕਿ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰਨਾ।
ਹਫੀਜ਼ ਭਾਈ ਦੇ ਸੇ ਮਾਈਂਡ ਯੋਰ ਓਨ ਬਿਜ਼ਨਸ,
ਮਾੜੀ ਆ ਮਾੜਾ ਕੀ ਕੰਮ ਮੇਰਾ, ਮਾਈ ਇਜ਼ ਨਾਟ ਨਾਟ ਮਾਈ ਬਿਜ਼ਨਸ ਜੀ। ਅੱਛਾ ਉਹ ਫਿਰ ਬਾਅਦ ਵਿੱਚ ਕਿਹਾ ਹੋਇਆ ਕਿ ਆਇਆ ਗਿਆ ਕਿ ਨਹੀਂ ਇਹ ਅੱਲਾ ਨੇ ਨਾ ਫਰਮਾਨ ਏ ਇਹ ਨਾ ਅੱਲਾ ਨਾ ਅਜ਼ਾਬ ਆਈ ਜਾ, ਅਸਾਂ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਨਾਲ ਨਾ ਰਹਿੰਦੇ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਚੰਗੇ ਬੰਦੇ ਸੇ ਨੇ ਇੰਨਾ ਇਹ ਕਿਆ ਕਰਸਾਂ ਅਸਾਂ ਸ਼ਹਿਰ ਨੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਨਾ ਸਿਟੀ ਵਿੱਚ ਇੱਕ ਦੀਵਾਰ ਬਣਾ ਸਾਂ, ਦੀਵਾਰ ਹੈ ਸੋ ਇਸ ਪਾਸੇ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਵੀ ਮੱਛਲੀਆਂ ਪਕੜਨੇ ਵਾਲੇ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਨਫਰਮਾਨ ਉਹ ਸਨ ਤਾਂ ਇੱਧਰ ਉਹ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਨਹੀਂ ਪਕੜਨੇ। ਅੱਛਾ ਅਸਾਂ ਗੁਜ਼ਰਨੇ ਰਹੇ ਕੁਝ ਦਿਹਾੜੇ, ਇੱਕ ਦਿਹਾੜਾ ਹੋਇਆ ਤਾਂ ਉੱਠੇ ਨਾ ਇਸ ਪਾਸੇ ਵਾਲੇ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਨੇਕ ਲੋਕ ਸੇ, ਖਮੋਸ਼ੀ ਖਮੋਸ਼ੀ, ਕੋਈ ਸੁਰਸਰ ਨਹੀਂ, ਕੋਈ ਉੱਠਿਆ ਨਹੀਂ। ਇਹ ਕਿ ਬਈ ਕਿਆ ਬਾਤ ਹੈ ਤਾਂ ਦਰਵਾਜ਼ਾ ਵੀ ਸਭ ਵਿੱਚ ਦਰਵਾਜ਼ਾ ਖੋਲਿਆ ਦਰਵਾਜ਼ਾ ਬੰਦ। ਇਹਨੇ ਕਿਆ ਕੀਤਾ ਫਿਰ ਉੱਪਰ ਚੜੇ ਕੰਧਾਂ ਨੇ, ਕੰਧਾਂ ਪਰ ਚੜੇ ਤੱਖਾਂ ਬਈ ਕਿਉਂ ਖਮੋਸ਼ੀ ਛਾਈ ਵੀ ਤਾਂ ਉੱਧਰ ਸਾਰੇ ਤੱਖਿਆਂ ਨੇ ਕੋਈ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਿ ਤਕਰੀਬਨ 12,000 ਦੀ ਕੋਈ ਤਾਦਾਦ ਦੱਸੀ ਨੇ ਸਾਰੇ ਨੇ ਸਾਰੇ ਬੰਦਰ ਬਣੀ।
ਅੱਲਾਹ ਅੱਲਾਹ।
ਅੱਛਾ ਜੋ ਦਰਵਾਜ਼ਾ ਖੋਲਿਆ ਨੇ ਇੱਧਰ ਅੱਬਾ ਤੇ ਉੱਧਰ ਪੁੱਤਰ, ਇੱਧਰ ਪੁੱਤਰ ਤੇ ਉੱਧਰ ਅੱਬਾ, ਇੱਧਰ ਚਾਚਾ ਉੱਧਰ ਪੁੱਤਰੀਆ। ਹੁਣ ਵੀ ਹੈ ਨਾ ਅੱਬਾ ਪੰਜ ਵੇਲਿਆਂ ਨਾਲ ਨਮਾਜ਼ੀ ਪੁੱਤਰ ਨੂੰ ਤੱਕੋ ਤੇ ਪੁੱਤਰ ਇਤਕਾਫ ਕਰਨਾ ਪਿਆ ਤਾਂ ਅੱਬੇ ਕਿ ਤੱਕੋ ਸ਼ਰਾਬਾ ਪੀਣਾ ਜੂਏ ਖੇਡਣਾ, ਇਹ ਹੁਣ ਵੀ ਚੱਲ ਰਿਹਾ ਸਿਸਟਮ ਉਸਲੇ ਵੀ ਸਾ ਹੁਣ ਵੀ। ਅੱਛਾ ਉਹ ਸਾਰੇ ਦੌੜਨੇ ਦੌੜਨੇ ਆਏ। ਅੱਛਾ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਸ਼ਿਦਾਰ ਚ ਸੂੰਘਣੇ ਸੀ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਕੀ ਉਹਨੇ ਪਤਾ ਸਾ ਅੱਛਾ ਅਕਲ ਨਹੀਂ ਸੀ ਜਾਇਆ ਹੋਈ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ, ਇਹ ਲਿਖਿਆ ਗਿਆ ਉਹ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਕੀ ਸਮਝਣੇ ਸੀ ਮਾੜਾ ਅੱਬਾ ਆ, ਇਹ ਮਾੜਾ ਤਾਇਆ ਆ, ਇਹ ਮਾੜਾ ਭਰਾ ਆ, ਬੰਦਰ ਸਮਝਣੇ ਸੀ। ਲੇਕਿਨ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਕਿਤੇ ਨਹੀਂ ਸਭ ਪਤਾ ਲੱਗਣਾ,
ਦੇਖੋ ਨਾ ਰੈਕਗਨਾਈਜ਼ਮ,
ਇਹ ਤਾਂ ਨਹੀਂ ਰੈਕਗਨਾਈਜ਼ ਕਰੇ ਕੁਨ ਨੇ ਕੁਨ ਸਾਰੇ ਕਹਿ ਦੇ ਤੇ ਆਖਨੇ ਕਿ ਇਹ ਬੰਦਰ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਨਾ ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਅਕਲਾਂ ਠੀਆਂ ਸੀ ਨਾ ਤਾਂ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਡਿਪਰੈਸ਼ਨ ਦੀ ਵਜ੍ਹਾ ਨਾਲ ਇਸ ਚੀਜ਼ ਨੇ ਅਸਾਂ ਨਾਲ ਲੇ ਕੇ ਹੋਇਆ ਤੇ ਉਹ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਨਾ ਅਸੀਂ ਤਰਾਏ ਦਿਹਾੜੇ ਜਿਹਨੇ ਰਹੇ ਨਾ ਸਮਝਣਗੇ ਅੱਜ ਕੱਲ੍ਹ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਬੰਦਰ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਆਖਣੇ ਜੀ ਜੇ ਉਹ ਸਾਰੇ ਉਹ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਸਾਰੇ ਮਰੀ ਗਏ ਸੀ ਫਿਰ। ਤੇ ਆਖਨੇ ਇਹ ਵੀ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਜਿਹਨਾਂ ਲੋਕਾਂ ਚੁੱਪ ਵੀ ਰਹੇ ਨਾ ਉਹ ਵੀ ਉਸ ਚੋਂ ਅਜ਼ਾਬ ਵਿੱਚੋਂ ਬਚੀ ਗਏ ਸੀ ਐਟਲੀਸਟ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਅਜ਼ਾਬ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਪਰ ਆਇਆ ਜਿਹਨਾਂ ਅੱਲਾ ਨੇ ਨਾ ਫਰਮਾਨੀ ਕੀਤੀ। ਹੁਣ ਵੀ ਅਸਾਂ ਕਿ ਇਸ ਚੀਜ਼ ਉੱਪਰ ਨਿਗਾਹ ਰੱਖਣੀ ਕਿ ਅਸਾਂ ਕਹਿ ਕਰਨੇ ਆ ਪਏ ਸਿਰਫ ਇੱਕ ਇਹ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਕਾਰੋਬਾਰ ਹੀ ਆ, ਕਿਆ ਨਮਾਜ਼ ਨਾ ਪੜ੍ਹਨ ਵਾਲਾ ਨੇ ਨਾ ਫਰਮਾਨੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੈ, ਕਿਆ ਜ਼ਕਾਤ ਨਾ ਦੇਣ ਵਾਲਾ ਨੇ ਨਾ ਫਰਮਾਨੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੈ, ਕਿਆ ਗਾਣੇ ਬਾਜੇ ਸੁਣਨ ਵਾਲਾ ਨੇ ਨਾ ਫਰਮਾਨੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੈ ਰਸੂਲ ਨੇ, ਕਿਆ ਬੇਹਯਾਈ ਵਾਲੇ ਕੱਪੜੇ ਲਾਈ ਤਾਂ ਬਾਹਰ ਨਿਕਲਣਾ ਧੀਆਂ ਪੈਣੇ ਕਿ ਬੇਹਯਾਈ ਅੱਲਾ ਨੇ ਨਾ ਫਰਮਾਨੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੈ ਜੀ। ਹੋਰ ਕਿਆ ਹੋਰ ਜਿਤਨੀਆਂ ਵੀ ਚੀਜ਼ ਆਈਆਂ ਤੁਸਾਂ ਤੱਕੇ ਜਾਓ, ਧੋਖਾ ਦੇਣਾ, ਝੂਠ ਬੋਲਣਾ, ਅਸਦ ਇਹ ਸਾਰੀਆਂ ਸੋ ਮਨਾ ਕੀਤਾ ਗਿਆ ਨਾ, ਅਸਦ ਨਾ ਕਰਿਆ ਕੁਰਾਨ ਚ, ਝੂਠ ਨਹੀਂ ਬੋਲਣਾ ਕੁਰਾਨ ਵਿੱਚ ਅੱਲਾ ਨਾ ਤੈ। ਅੱਛਾ ਹੋਰ ਤੁਸਾਂ ਜਿਤਨੇ ਮਰਜ਼ੀ ਲੈ ਲਓ ਕਿਨੇ ਨੀ ਬਿਮਾਰੀ ਇਹ ਸਾਰੀਆਂ ਸਾਰੀਆਂ ਹਰਾਮੀਆਂ, ਕਿਆ ਇਹ ਸਾਰੀਆਂ ਕੋਲੋਂ ਅਸਾਂ ਨਹੀਂ ਬਚਣਾ? ਅਗਰ ਤੇ ਕੁਛ ਕਿ ਇੱਕ ਅਸਦਨੀ ਬਿਮਾਰੀ ਲੱਗੀ ਵੀ, ਹਾਲਾਂਕਿ ਇਹ ਮਨਾ ਕੀਤਾ ਕਿ ਅਸਦ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰਨਾ, ਠੀਕ ਹੈ, ਇਹ ਮਨਾ ਕੀਤਾ ਗਿਆ ਜਲਾ ਨੇ ਕਰੀ ਨੇੜਾ ਵੀ ਨਾ ਜਾਓ ਜੀ, ਇਹ ਬੇਹਯਾਈ ਨੇ ਕੰਮਾਂ ਚੋਂ ਹੈ, ਇਹ ਸਾਰੇ ਕੰਮ ਭਵੇਂ ਕਰ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਮਨਾ ਕੀਤੇ ਗਏ ਅਗਰ ਇਹ ਕਰਨੇ ਆ ਸਾਂ ਤਾਂ ਫਿਰ ਤਿਆਰ ਰਹੋ, ਫਿਰ ਤਿਆਰ ਰਹੋ ਕਿ ਹੁਣ ਇਹ ਆ ਕਿ ਅਸਾਂ ਨੀ ਸਰਕਾਰ ਸੱਲੱਲਾਹੁ ਤਾਲਾ ਅਲੈਹਿ ਵਸੱਲਮ ਦੀ ਉਮਤ ਪਰ ਇਜਤਮਾਈ ਅਜ਼ਾਬ ਨਹੀਂ ਇਸ਼ਨਾ, ਪਹਿਲੀ ਕੌਮ ਪਰ ਪੂਰੀ ਪੂਰੀ ਕੌਮ ਤਬਾਹ ਹੋਏਗੀ। ਹੁਣ ਇਹ ਆ ਕਿ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਇਸ ਵਿੱਚ ਕਿਆ ਹਨੇ ਜ਼ਿਆਦਾਤਰ ਕਿ ਸਰਕਾਰ ਸੱਲੱਲਾਹੁ ਤਾਲਾ ਅਲੈਹਿ ਵਸੱਲਮ ਦੀ ਬਰਕਤ ਨਾਲ ਇਜਤਮਾਈ ਅਜ਼ਾਬ ਤਾਂ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰਨੇ, ਅਸਾਂ ਸਾਰੇ ਕੰਮ ਉਹ ਹੀ ਪਿਆ ਸੋ ਤੱਕੀ ਕਰੋ ਜਿਤਨੇ ਵੀ ਹੈ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਪਹਿਲੇ ਕੌਮ ਵਾਲੇ ਕਰਨੇ ਸੇ, ਠੀਕ। ਲੇਕਿਨ ਹੁਣ ਕਿਹਾ ਤੁਸਾਂ ਕਿ ਨਮਾਜ਼ਾਂ 'ਚ ਲੱਜ਼ਤ ਹੀ ਕੋਈ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੋ ਸੀ, ਦਿਲ ਮਰੇ ਵੇ ਇਹ ਅੱਜ ਨੇ ਔਰ ਉਲਮਾ ਫਰਮਾਨੇ کہ موت تکت عبرت نہیں ہونی، یہ بھی اس نے ایک نشانی ہے جہاں اللہ نے نافرمانی کری کری، مطلب موبائل جنازہ پہ آوا ہا 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 کری ہسنے پہ جی، وہ فون پر فون لگے جنا میت کی تھلے اللہ نے پہ قبرہ بھی تو کوئی مطلب کہ میں آ رہا ہوں پانچ منٹ ٹھہرے جا مولوی صاحب نے دیر کر چھوڑی دعا کرنے پہ، یعنی اے چیز پیدا ہوگی جی اصل پتہ نہیں ہے. ان شاء اللہ بعد چ بیان کر سکے بندہ آخنا کہ بھائی مجھے تو اللہ تعالیٰ ہر چیز دینا پیا، یہ بھی دیتی پتر بھی دیتے اسے بھی دیتا اسے بھی دیتا، تو موسیٰ علیہ السلام تسے کس طرح آنے مجھے اللہ تعالیٰ جڑا ہے نا پکڑو سی، یہ بھی بعد دس ان شاء اللہ کہ کیا ہے معاملات ہونے.
ماشاء اللہ فیض بھائی، یو مینشن سم ابسولیٹلی امیزنگ پوائنٹس ایز ویل، اینڈ ون پوائنٹ دیٹ آئی وڈ جسٹ لائک ٹو کوئکلی ٹچ اپون از ریگارڈنگ واٹ یو مینشن ریگارڈنگ کلیکٹیو عذاب. الحمد للہ دس از دی بلیسنگ آف دا پروفیٹ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، دا کلیکٹیو عذاب ڈز ناٹ کم اپون دا امہ آف دا پروفیٹ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. ہاویور اٹس مینشن the Holy Quran, Surah Anam verse 110 translation from Kanzul Iman, we turn their hearts and their eyes away. Now Mufti Ahmad Yar Hanimi rahmatullah alayhi, he mentioned something that exactly like Hafiz bhai said, people think that me, I've got no problems, I've got no difficulties. Mufti Ahmad Yar Hanimi rahmatullah alayhi, he says, what does he say regarding this ayah? He says there are three signs that a person's heart has changed. What are those signs? Number one, when he worships Allah Azza wa Jal, he does not gain sukoon. He does not gain, in other words, he does not enjoy. Now, if you look at this today, many people, we might read namaz, but we don't feel like it. The feeling is not there. We're doing dua. We're asking our friend something, we enjoy asking him. But we're asking in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, we're not enjoying. This is one sign that a person's heart is dead. This is one sign that a person's heart has been changed. That he does ibadat, but his heart is not there enjoying it. Number two, he does not fear Allah Azza wa Jal when he commits sins. This is exactly what we see today. People, one, Abdul Habiba mentioned one point that I would just like to mention. He says that, look at this, that you commit a sin, Allah Azza wa Jal is so merciful to you that he hides your sin. But it's the person then, that on social media, on WhatsApp, on Facebook, he's promoting it, that I did this yesterday, I did this yesterday. Allah's hiding your sin with the person himself. So this is also a sign that a person's heart is changed away, that he does not fear when he commits sin. And like Hafiz bhai mentioned, the third one is that when he sees a janazah or when he sees someone's death, he does not take any lesson from it. Allah. This is exactly what we see. We go to the puri, we go for Fatiha. Allah. 2 minutes, brother, I'm sorry, this and that. 2 minutes later, brothers or people, we hear it in the masjid, they're laughing. Janazah is there. Bilal Shabib, one thing that I will mention here, that unfortunately, the general feeling is, today when we go to the janazah, when we go for Fatiha, when we go for the puri, when we go for the burial, I feel that we are not there to seek a lesson. We are there just for the sake of it, that because he came to my dad's funeral, that's why I'm going there as well. Otherwise, if we were going to see, if you look at the pious people of the past, it's mentioned that they used to cry so much in the fear of Allah when there used to be a burial or a janazah, that when another person from outside used to come, they did not know that who's the family member. That's how much they used to cry. So this is a point to learn here today as well, that collective azab does not come upon the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But one sign of azab is that your heart is changed away. You do not enjoy your worship. You do not take ibrat from a janazah. And number three, you do not fear when you are committing sins. So may Allah Azza wa Jal protect us. Bilal bhai, the other thing that I would just like to quickly mention here regarding the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal upon our ummah, the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hafiz bhai and yourself, you mentioned regarding the previous ummahs, that if you look at the Quran, there are so many stories. If you look at Quranic wonders, for example, so many stories are mentioned about the azabs that came to the previous nations. But the scholars, they write something beautiful here. They write the ummah of the Prophet ﷺ due to the sadqa. The previous nations, their stories are mentioned in the Holy Quran. But Allah Azza wa Jal, he has hidden our faults. Allah. Meaning that the coming day, there is no coming ummah. This is why we are the last ummah of the Prophet ﷺ, Allah Azza wa Jal, that our faults that people commit today, this will not be shown to a coming generation. Allah protect us from the fire of Jahannam. Allah Azza wa Jal protect us from committing sins. Jibril Albay.
Allahu Akbar. Waseem bhai, this topic is something that really causes all of us to reflect over our lives. Whether we are here delivering the lectures and speeches, whether we are listening at home, everybody should ponder over these messages. Because at the end of the day, when all is said, we will have our a'mal with us and we will be in front of our Creator. No matter what we do in this world, you know, we're talking about disobediences. Just really reflect on this point that as a Muslim, it's our actual fundamental belief that we will stand before our Creator with our actions. Now, really the person who has firm belief in this, whose iman is strong, this would actually prevent him from remaining resolute on sin, remaining steadfast in sinning. Because when he knows he's going to stand before his Creator, then he will prepare every day of his life for that day. Now this is something that the great ulama mentioned. There's one beautiful sentence which really brings back to the point that you were mentioning as well. When a person, he sins, then he's deprived of goodness, he's deprived of that sweetness of worship. There's the great Alim Adeen, Allama Sayyid Ahmad Zaini Dahlan, Shafi'i Rahmatullahi Alayh. He mentions in Hilyatul Awliya, if I'm not mistaken, he says, sin, guna, the disobedience of Allah, it's such a zanjeer, it's such a chain that prevents a person from going near ibadat and good deeds. Now, a point to reflect just for myself and for all of us, how many of us actually perform ibadat on a daily basis? And for those who don't, why don't we? One of the answers is this. There is something going on in our life where we are disobeying Allah, where we are sinning. And because of this, the sin, it's like a chain that's around our ankles, around our arms, and it's holding us back from going towards good deeds. It's holding us back from going towards worship. So we have to break that chain. That chain is sin. Today we need to reflect on our state. Is it difficult for us to wake up and perform our salah? Is it difficult for us to give in the way of Allah? Is it difficult for us to treat other Muslims well? Now, one of the reasons could be because in our life we are completely steadfast on those sins that unfortunately we seem to not be able to let go of. And the effect of them, the consequence of this disobedience, is this bojh is now stopping us from performing ibadat easily. Remember, there are people out there, we know Amir Ahl Sunnah, Shaykh Tariqat, and many, mashallah, Sufiya, Awliya Kiram, Ulama Kiram of the Deen, that alhamdulillah they perform ibadat and it doesn't seem difficult for them. Look at the life of Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani alayhi rahmah, the great Gnostic Arif Billah. He spent 40 years of his life worshipping Allah Almighty. Every day, 1,000 nawafil. Ulama offering, reciting the entire Quran on a daily basis. We find it difficult. But for them, it was easy. We find staying on our phone for hours on end easy. For them, reciting the Quran was just a natural thing. It was easy. So this is the difference. This is the huge difference that we see. And we first of all need to realize this. Because there's another statement, but finishing, I'll mention this statement of Sayyidi Ahmad Dahlan later on. There's another quote which mentions that the reason why a person is not able to remain resolute on his good actions is because of the fact that in privacy, he is sinning as well. And the great Sayyidina Fudail bin Iyad alayhi rahmah, he goes on to say that when a person disobeys Allah in seclusion, privately, nobody knows, from the people, no one knows, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places Allah's displeasure, Allah's wrath, into the hearts of the believers. And the person who is sinning, he is unaware of this fact. So at times we meet people and they don't treat us well. And this is not something to go and, you know, to go and test out. But this is something that's been mentioned by the ulama kiram, that when we sin in private, the consequence of this is that people in their hearts, they're not happy with us. Why is this? Because Allah has placed this within their hearts. Because a person outwardly, he is all obedient, and inwardly, and where really it matters as well, he is disobeying Allah Almighty. And like this, Wasim bhai, just finishing off the quote, inshallah, of Shaykh Sayyidi Ahmad Ahlan, alayhi rahmah, he mentions, when a person is constantly committing sins, then his heart becomes black. And by means of becoming black, it becomes hardened. And then he says, a person is drowned in the darkness of his heart. By means of this, he is not able to find that sincerity in worship. He may perform worship, but he may do so because other people are watching, or because somebody else has told him to get up and read namaz. If nobody told him to get up, he wouldn't get up to read namaz. Insincerity in worship, the cause of this is because we are sinning constantly. So another thing, purity, the sweetness and pleasure of worship as well. To be able to have this pleasure of worship, where you are genuinely feeling that peace in your salah, you are crying, tears are flowing in the prayer, whilst listening to the Quran, whilst reciting the Quran. This is found when a person leaves sins.
Because Bilal bhai, it's mentioned in the Quran as well, that in the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal is where the hearts find peace. You know, today what happens is that people are looking here, people are looking there, people are taking this, people are taking all types of substances. Why I should get peace?
Allah.
You know, you'll probably be 2-3 minutes out, but you're back to square one after a few minutes.
Definitely.
But it's only truly in the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal that you find peace. The other point that you mentioned very, very beautifully, that I would just like to touch upon, that today people ask this question as well. Many times, brother, I couldn't wake up for namaz. Brother, I couldn't do this good deed. Why is it? And the question is, well, why? And at times they forget to realize that maybe the sin they committed yesterday, because of committing that major sin, they're not able to wake up for namaz. For example, there was one pious person. He used to cry in the fear of Allah. He used to always continue to cry. Now what happened is, for one whole year, he stopped crying. And he mentioned that the reason why I stopped crying is because I had badgumani about someone in my heart.
Allah.
That's why the tawfiq was taken away. Now think to yourself, this is a message for all the viewers of Madani Channel and including us as well. Maybe 1 year ago, we were performing many good deeds. We were going to the ishtimat. We were waking up for tahajjud. We were opening the Quran. Now 1 year later, instead of this increasing, it's decreased. We're not able to do those actions now. Maybe it's because our sins have increased, which is the reason why our good deeds have decreased. So it's a point to really, really note that when we are committing sins, like what Bilal bhai mentioned, that when we are committing sins, the good is also taken away from us. The tawfiq to perform any good actions, this is also taken away. We've got our packages, inshallah. But before we go, inshallah, some madini pool from Hafiz bhai, and then we'll go to our package, inshallah.
Wasim bhai, jisna Bilal Shabir Madni Uraan baya, ke, dekho, कुछ चीज़ा ने गुनाह ने अजाबात सरकार सल्लल्लाहु तआला अलैहि वसल्लम अल्लाह ने नाफरमानियाँ सी जड़ियाँ इस स्टोरी मेरे बात है ना देखो इमाम गज़ाली रहमतुल्लाह तआला ने क्या फरमाया जैसे इन्हें दिल बयान गुनाह ना दिल साख्त हो जाने ठीक है तो उन्होंने एक बंदा गुनाह करना ना तो एक ब्लैक नुकता लगी जाना दिल पर गुनाह क्या अल्लाह ने नाफरमानी एक हजार नफल रोज नहीं पढ़ी सकना है ना कल पूछ नहीं हो लगी अल्लाह ताला के सामने लेकिन एक जर्रा बराबर भी गुनाह होया ना उस पर गिरफ्त हो जासी ते एक नुक्ता लगना ते ओ फिर जो बंदा छोड़ तौबा नहीं करना ना वो फैलना जिस तरह समसाल देने ना ब्लॉटिंग पेपर पर स्याही टह नहीं था ब्लॉटिंग पेपर यूज नहीं किया यूज कर रहे लेकिन कल मैं तो फिर स्याही चूस आने से इसकी ओ ब्लॉटिंग पेपर और स्याही फैली जानी एक और गुनाह करना फिर फैली जानी अत्ता कि उसको सारा दिल काला हो जाना क्रमजीत पढ़ना पे आना कर इधर तकना कर उधर सुन दस्या नमाज दुआ मैं तुझसे दुआ मंगने कर इधर तकना उधर तकना तू दुआ कुछ कुल मंगना है प्या
Hafiz bhai, you know, you mentioned the Quran. I just remembered one thing. Someone a couple of weeks ago, they mentioned one thing. They go, I started to open the Quran. Meaning after years and years, I opened the Quran. Now, because I lost interest and, you know, I opened the Quran. Now, my aim was to read one spara every day. I could spend 2-3 hours non-stop on my mobile phone. But when I was trying to read one spara, after 10 minutes, I'm counting how many pages I've got left. Meaning that this is the level. I'm counting how many pages left that I want to quickly finish so I can go on my mobile phone. The beautiful example that you mentioned as well.
Hey, Kali, dil mari jana na jisla. Ta fir kya hai chhod sahab fajar wala nahi uthi ki na na. Aur mera sund kya hai party par jana hua ya picnic par jana hua ta aankh te khulli jani. Ye flight hua ta aankh khulli jani. Ta ithe nahi khulni. Is waste ke dil murda ho gaya Allah ne nafarmani kari kari ta.
It's become very, very common today. So may Allah Azawajal protect us. I've just been told the package is ready, inshallah Azawajal. So if you play the package.
What is the difference between an ill person who's a Muslim and an ill person who's a hypocrite? Let's listen to a hadith narrated by the companion of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when a believer is afflicted by an illness and then granted cure by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this illness is an expiation for his past sins and a lesson for him in the future. When a hypocrite is ill and then he is cured, he is like the camel that was tethered by its owners and then set free. Why? It does not know why they tethered it or why they set it free. A person from amongst the gathering proclaimed, O Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what are illnesses? I swear by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I have never been ill. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, move away from us. You are not from us, meaning from our way. Now elaborating on this hadith, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi writes, a believer repents from his sins when he's ill. He thinks that this illness is due to some sins of his, and perhaps this is the last illness after which there is death. For this reason, he attains cure as well as forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now a hypocrite thinks that he has become ill due to such and such reason, and that he recovered due to such and such reason. He delves so much into cause and effect that he forgets to repent in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and does not reflect on his sins, and forgets that the one who ultimately causes everything, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the one who has given him illness and cure. The individual who claimed that he never fell ill was a hypocrite. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam knew that this person would not die a Muslim, which is why he addressed him so sternly. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, whenever we fall ill, never complain and always ask for forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens his doors of mercy upon the people who are ill. Ask for forgiveness, repent, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will surely forgive you and give you the cure. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
MashaAllah, that was the package. Alhamdulillah, some great Madini pool, alhamdulillah, we've learned. And now we'll go to knots, inshallah, azawajal, and then we'll go to our panel again, inshallah.
छोड़ फिक्र दुनिया की चल मदीने चलते हैं छोड़ फिक्र छोड़ फिक्र दुनिया की चल मदीने चलते हैं मुस्तफा गुलामों की किस्मतें बदलते हैं मुस्तफा गुलामों की छोड़ फिक्र दुनिया की चल मदीने चलते हैं चल मदीने चलते हैं मुस्तफा गुलामों की किस्मतें बदलते हैं मुस्तफा गुलामों की किस्मतें बदलते हैं छोड़ फिक्र दुनिया की अब तो बस एक ही धुन है बस एक ये धुन है कि मदीना देखूं आखरी वक्त में क्या रो नक़े दुनिया देखूं अब तो बस एक ये धुन है मजबूरियां ते दूरियां ने मारिया सद लो मदीने आका सद लो मदीने आका करो मेहरबानियां डाडा गरीब आका को کول میرے زل نہیں اڑ کے میں کیویں آواں نال میرے پر نہیں اساں تے ڈیرا تے تو بڑی دور لالیا صد لو مدینے آقا کرو مہربانیاں اب تو بس اے کہ یہ دن گئے کہ مدینہ دیکھوں اب تو بس اے کہ یہ دن گئے پھر کرم ہو گیا میں مدینے چلا جھومتا جھومتا میں مدینے چلا پھر کرم ہو گیا میں مدینے چلا جھومتا جھومتا میں مدینے چلا میرے گندے قدم اور ان کا حرم میرے گندے قدم اور ان کا حرم لاج رکھنا خدا میں مدینے چلا دیکھے تارے مجھے یہ نظارے مجھے تم بھی دیکھو ذرا میں مدینے چلا دیکھے تارے مجھے یہ نظارے مجھے تم بھی دیکھو ذرا میں مدینے چلا تم بھی دیکھو ذرا میں مدینے چلا جھومتا جھومتا میں مدینے چلا میرے گندے قدم اور ان کا حرم لاج رکھنا خدا میں مدینے چلا لطف تو جب ملے مجھ سے مرشد کہے اے لطف تو جب ملے مجھ سے مرشد کہے اے چلو بید رضا میں مدینے چلا اب تو بس اے کہ یہ دھن گئے کہ مدینہ دیکھوں اب تو بس اے کہ یہ دھن گئے میرے مولا میری آنکھیں مجھے واپس کر دے میرے مولا اس بار میں جی بھر کے مدینہ دیکھوں اب تو بس اے کہ یہ دن گئے اب تو بس اے کہ یہ دن گئے کہ مدینہ دیکھوں.
I read something today and is something that is very, very critical regarding the disobedience of Allah that should not only scare us for ourselves, but our coming generations as well. It's mentioned, Hazrat Wahab, he narrates that Allah, he once sent a revelation to a prophet of Bani Israel. Now, Allah said that when someone obeys me, I become pleased with him. And may Allah become pleased with us. But he mentions that when someone disobeys me, I become displeased with him. When I become displeased with him, my curse is upon him. And my curse is not only upon him, it applies to the seven generations coming after him. Now imagine this, we are disobeying Allah today, but this will not only affect us, this will affect our seven coming generations as well. So, you know, today people are making du'as. You know, maybe 40 years down the line, a person thinks that what's happened to my children? Maybe it's due to the sins that we have committed in our life that we are seeing this later on as well.
Ji Wasim bhai, and the concept that also needs to be remembered, because we're definitely going to be discussing the consequences of sins and disobedience of Allah. And, you know, I have these other, the consequences listed out. But a point that I want the viewers of Madani Channel to remember is that you have the choice to change this by your decision of repenting. by leaving the acts of disobedience. It's not that now this has happened and you can't get out of it. You can. There is repentance. There is turning back to Allah. There is leaving that sin. There is making a promise to Allah that you're not going to go near that sin. And today's time, Mufti Qasim Sahib, Mufti Dawat Islami, the Grand Mufti Dawat Islami, he was asked the question that how does a person protect himself from sin how does a person protect himself from sins? You know, he has a bad habit, he's watching all sorts of wrong things, he's doing a lot of wrong things. How can he protect himself? And Mufti Sahib mentions that because the person asked the question about seclusion, how does he protect himself when he's alone? Mufti Sahib just gave one very simple answer and then he expanded on it. First of all, he said, the core element of protecting yourself from sins is the fear of Allah. Now, the fear of Allah is unfortunately low in the hearts of people who are sinning constantly. So he said one way is to not remain alone. For example, stay with people. Because if a person, there are people out there, and a actual category of people mentioned of those who sin are those who don't sin in front of people, but they sin in seclusion. So then one of the answers is don't sit alone. Don't be secluded away from people. Even at home, youngsters, elders, they're always on their own. They're always away from people. Now this is something which you are yourself giving your nafs the ability to go and commit that sin.
That's right.
Then secondly, those actions, those devices that are leading you to commit that sin, you need to be more disciplined about them. You need to keep them away from you. At certain times or wherever you may be, you know, don't have those certain applications which are allowing you to look at haram or listen to haram.
Yeah.
So again, these are the ways to protect yourself from sins. I just wanted a list because the topic was consequences of disobedience. I just wanted to list a few of them so that we can really get an understanding because we've been discussing quite generally. For example, it mentions, besides the general that Allah becomes displeased, which is not something that should be looked down upon. Allah's displeasure is the worst thing that can happen for a believer. Because the sins that a person incurs within his life, they have a huge effect on his iman as well, which we're going to try to mention later on. For example, reduction in livelihood. If a person's rizq becomes restricted, then one of the reasons is because of constantly sinning. Secondly, calamities befalling a person from all different angles and sides. He does one particular work, it doesn't work out. A person does another work, it's not working out. He finds so much difficulty and problems. One of the main reasons could be guna. Secondly, a decrease in one's lifespan. Fourthly, a person having sudden weaknesses in your heart or other limbs of your body, which then incur illnesses as well. Being deprived of the opportunity to perform ibadat. So having the tawfiq to worship Allah, that is really linked to your sins. So everybody should reflect on themselves. Why can't I read my 5 daily namaz? I know as a Muslim, the first question to be asked by Allah on the day of judgment is regarding the 5 prayers. Then why am I not looking after them? I know all of this. One of the reasons is because of your sins. And we're not coming out of them. We're not willing to sacrifice it. And remember, it's really foolish because your sins are temporary. The moments of enjoyment. One thing I think people don't realize is they think that they feel happy or they feel sukoon by sinning, by listening to music, by watching movies and dramas, by looking at haram, by dealing in haram businesses and matters and affairs. Any type of disobedience. People think that they find this peace, but they don't. It's not peace, it's just pleasure. And the pleasure goes, and when it goes, a person, it's like an addiction, you need it again to feel that pleasure. So this is why people constantly sin.
That's right.
But the problem is, this is all temporary. Once this life is over, even in this world, once that limb that Allah gave you for tens of years has been taken away from you because of your disobedience, that's when we think to repent. That's when you think, oh, if only I didn't commit that sin, now my eyes would not be so weak, or my eyesight wouldn't be weak, or my ears might not be weak, or my hearing, or my other limbs that are not functioning well. So this is another point. Illnesses are incurred because of sins. It's also mentioned that the development of also mental disorders can also be incurred because of guna. Remember, these are all blessings of Allah. A person's brain, a person's heart, all of our limbs. So when we're misusing them, then the blessing that Allah has given us is taken away. Zawali ni'mat. And like this, a person become disgraced in the eyes of people even though he doesn't sin in front of the people. That's another thing. Sinning in front of the people, no doubt people will be put off from that person as well. Mm. They don't want to be next to that person because they know that sins are bad in society and even in Islam. But the people who sin in seclusion, there's also nuksan for them because people also begin to dislike them as well. Like this, there's so many other points. Modesty, haya is taken away from people. And we see our society today. We see ourselves today. Unfortunately, look at our actions. Look at ourselves. The way we dress, the way, unfortunately, maybe the way we speak to different types of people. And then even society at a large. How haya has been looked down upon. You know, today, unfortunately, wearing less clothes or showing more body is seen as as a person is increasing in or he's going ahead in life. Mm. That's not the case, unfortunately. People, again, being brainwashed by media and by different other types of influences, you know, but without looking at their deen, without going towards the deen and thinking about, you know, what does our deen say about this? So these are the points about the consequences of disobeying Allah. Then one thing I want to add. How can you then stay away from this? How can you protect yourself from sins? One of the greatest things and actions that a person can do to protect himself from sins is to offer his 5 daily salah. Why are we saying this? People might be thinking, oh, here we go again, the 5 salah. We don't understand. If somebody is reacting like this in their heart, then they don't really understand.
That's right.
Because the Quran declares that verily salah stops indecency and evil. Inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. Allah, the creator, who knows more about me and you than anyone, has declared that when you offer your salah, this will stop you from indecent activities and evil actions. The ulama mentioned that this means that when you offer your salah correctly, offering your salah by maintaining the fara'id, the conditions, the obligations, the wajibat, the necessary actions, then keeping in time the sunnah and the etiquettes as well. All of these things, when you keep them intact and when you look after them, that's when your salah will protect you from indecency. Sayyidina Imam Hassan radiallahu anhu says, if your salah, if your namaz does not stop you from immodesty or forbidden things, haram actions, then that's not even a salah to begin with. Now this is something to ponder over. We may be offering salah, but we're not being able to protect ourselves from sins. We are committing indecent or immodest actions. Now the reason could be, like the great Imam said, is because our salah is not even reaching to that level of acceptance. We are missing our wajibat. Maybe our wudu is not correct. When was the last time we checked all of these things? So again, this is a big discussion, you know, and there's so much in the deen that discusses this. So one message I'd like to finally give is also study about this. Learn about this. The way we study about so many other things. People want to be financially well off. They want to have so many other luxuries in the world. What about your deen? Mashallah. What about becoming closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is your main purpose in your life?
Mashallah. Some amazing Madani pearls from Abu Bilal Shabir Bhai. We're coming to the end of our program. Hafiz Bhai, last words inshallah.
So, there was a riwayat bayan ki thi ke us situation mein ki yaad aaye dekho dono paase Allah ta'ala jada hai na insaaf nal matlab ki hai ke banda gunah subaz nahi ishna jada Allah us nal naraz hona.
Ji ji.
ਜਿਸਲੇ ਅੱਲਾਹ ਤਾਲਾ ਉਸ ਨਾਲ ਨਾਰਾਜ਼ ਹੋਣਾ ਤੇ ਉਸਨੇ ਪਰ ਲਾਨਤ ਭੇਜਣਾ ਬਰਸਾਨਾ ਉਸਨੇ ਪਰ ਲਾਨਤ ਕਿਆ ਹੀ ਹੈ ਕਸ ਕਸ ਕੀ ਆਹਨੇ ਹੋ ਰਹਿਮਤ ਹੋਣੀ ਜੰਨਤ ਨੇ ਨਜ਼ਦੀਕ ਲਾਨਤ ਹੋਣੀ ਜੰਨਤ ਸੁਦੂਰ ਅੱਛਾ ਔਰ ਆਹਨੇ ਕਿ ਔਰ ਅੱਲਾਹ ਤਾਲਾ ਫਰਮਾਨੇ ਗਏ ਕਿ ਮਾੜੀ ਲਾਨਤ ਸੱਤ ਨਸਲਾਂ ਤੱਕ ਪਹੁੰਚਣੀ ਇਸ ਤੋਂ ਮਿੱਕੀ ਇਹ ਸੁਣ ਸੁਣ ਦੱਸਿਆ ਨਾ ਥੋੜ੍ਹੀ ਦੇਰ ਹੋ ਸਕਣਾ ਅੱਬਾ ਮਾਂ ਵੀ ਨਮਾਜ਼ ਨਹੀਂ ਪੜ੍ਹਨਾ ਅਸਾਂ ਕੀ ਇਹ ਦੇਖਣਾ ਕਿ ਸਜਦੇ ਦੀ ਤੌਫੀਕ ਵੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਰਹੀ ਅਸਾਂ ਕੀ ਤੇ ਕੋਈ ਅਸਾਂ ਨੇ ਇਤਨੇ ਗੁਨਾਹ ਹੋ ਗਏ ਕਿ ਮਸੀਤੀ ਜਾਣਾ ਵੀ ਅਸਾਂ ਦਾ ਭਾਰਾ ਹੋ ਗਿਆ ਸੁਬਹ ਉੱਠਣਾ ਵੀ ਅਸਾਂ ਦਾ ਭਾਰਾ ਹੋ ਗਿਆ ਔਲਾਦੀ ਕੀ ਬੋਲਣਾ ਵੀ ਭਾਰਾ ਹੋ ਗਿਆ ਇਸਨੇ ਬਾਰੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਆਪਣੇ ਪਰ ਵੀ ਭਾਰ ਆ ਜਦੋਂ ਅੱਲਾ ਨਾ ਹੁਕਮ ਆ ਉਹ ਜਦੋਂ ਬੰਦੇ ਪਰ ਭਾਰ ਹੋ ਲਈ ਪੈਣਾ ਤਾਂ ਫਿਰ ਉਸ ਕੀ ਸੋਚਣਾ ਚਾਹੀਦਾ ਮੈਂ ਕੁਤਾ ਖਲਤਾ ਵਾਂ
Hafiz Bhai, you know, you mentioned that one point about 7 generations. I'd just like to mention, I know one family in Birmingham. And you know, when I heard this one narration, there was a Haji Sahib and mashallah, very, very pious. Alhamdulillah, when I met this family, Bilal Shabir Bhai, all of the children, even to the grandchildren, they read their 5 daily namaz. Not only the 5 daily namaz, all the males go to the masjid. And you know, when I observed this family, Bilal Bhai, one thing Allah knows best, but one conclusion I came, because the grandfather, because the father was pious, he used to do so much piety. I feel that because of his piety, his children are in this path today. And may Allah Azawajal protect us, may Allah Azawajal give us the ability to perform good deeds. So this not only benefits us, this benefits our coming generation, inshallah. And may Allah protect sins, please. Like a fees by, and it was mentioned earlier on as well, that if you commit sins, this will not only maybe harm you, it will also continue to harm your seven generation, the lanat of Allah Azawajal. We will be back with another episode of Path to Success, inshallah. Today we've heard about the obedience, the disobedience of Allah Azawajal. Keep watching Madini channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The path of the knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of the knowledge is the way to Jannah.